The Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Whoa! Hey! Whoa!
See, at John Elway's door with pitchforks if that happened.
God, could you imagine? I love Seth Oladipo.
Me too.
But if the Bucks took him in the first round.
If the Broncos took him, yeah.
Like
I said, the only way I'm going to be angry about this draft, which, by the way, is in a week, next Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Great. We get a whole nother week of finding out, of discussing who we should draft.
Well, and we haven't done it.
This is why.
And we're not going to. I just said it. The only way I'm angry is if they actually take a tackle in that first round.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
The wasted pick.
This reminds me of, like, you know, you leave for an afternoon and you come back and there's like 50 messages on your answer machine.
Okay.
And you're like, what? And it's like, oh, where were you? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you? I was gone for an afternoon.
Right.
But what did you do? What are you doing? And that's kind of how it feels to me about this.
About the draft?
Yeah. It's like, so we spent probably, I mean, not us, but lots of people have spent months talking about who the Broncos may choose.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of paralysis by analysis going on out there. Like,
I mean, dear God.
Who do the Broncos need? What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. And then we've got this draft. And then McCaffrey.
I get the feeling that if McCaffrey isn't drafted by the Broncos, like, the town's going to riot. And I'm like, why?
Because there's been so much written and said about him. He's a local guy. You know, his dad's a legend here with the Broncos. He's proven to be a very good player.
Do you know who else was a local here? Lendale White.
Yeah.
He didn't turn out to be a very good pro.
No, he did not. He was a great college player, though.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think this town will erupt under a couple circumstances. Like Alex was saying off the air, if he's already taken, people understand that. If they get to 20 and McCaffrey's available, but instead they take a stud defensive lineman to shore up their run game, or they take that stud tight end, which we need a good tight end,
yeah,
I think people will be okay
with it. Well, everyone can use a good tight end.
Well, we haven't had one for a while. We haven't had a consistently dominating tight end for a while.
I mean, listen, I think A.J. Derby's going to be good. I think he could be that slot guy. I think that for whatever reason, Virgil Green
he's got the tools.
He does have the tools, and I remember in the first game of the season, he was wide open for a touchdown, and Simeon just threw it flat, and it got tipped.
Yeah, well.
But that's a weapon, but I think if you were to get someone like that O.J. guy from
Alabama,
O.J. Howard, I believe his name is, or to even get, I think you wait because you can get Butts in the second round, and he's a knee injury, and he was considered a top number one guy.
And that's the thing. This is a very, very, very deep draft for tight ends, great tight ends. So you don't have to spend your first round pick on a tight end knowing that if you don't, you're still going to get a really good tight end in the second, maybe even third round. You've just got to really get that defense. We talked about Jabril Peppers.
I love Jabril Peppers as a player.
I'd love to see him here.
I have not felt this solid about a player, mm-hmm, making it since Ed Reed. Like, I remember Ed Reed coming out of Miami, and I'm like, come on, Broncos,
right?
Draft Ed Reed, and they did.
Oh, they made a mistake. Yeah.
I'm like, and what did Ed Reed do?
He only went on to win a Super Bowl.
Well,
and
yeah, well, two Super Bowls. Because here's the thing: is like, oh, he's just not tall enough. He's just not fast enough. And I'm always like, and this is kind of why I don't like all this draft analysis, because if a guy goes out like Jabril Peppers. When he played against CSU, CU basically single-handedly beat them.
Oh yeah,
scored on a TD, made sacks.
He was everywhere.
He was everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that is, I mean, those, you can't just account for guys that can make plays.
Well, and he fills a couple of needs. Jabril could actually be a returner, which Denver needs. He also is a defensive player that makes plays.
Yeah, and you could actually, if you wanted to, sort of be crazy like that, you could put him in the slot. Like, that could be your slot guy.
Why not? I mean, why not? If the guy's got the ability, let's put him in the slot, see if he can catch. He's fast.
He can
we know
catch.
That.
He can catch. He can catch. I
did
mean,
did he play offense?
Yeah,
Michigan?
He did.
Oh.
He played some.
I don't remember that much. Well, I remember blowing a lead.
Well, Listen, they blew the lead and they took it back, and then Steffel got hurt. I mean, that was the game for CU where they believed that they could actually compete, where they actually believed that they could win because they understood what the stakes were and they had them dead to rights.
They did.
But Jabril Peppers, I would love him. I think Christian McCaffrey would be a good fit here, but I almost believe that it's almost like the Broncos or the Nuggets drafting Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
You know, it's just almost too much for a guy.
It's a lot of pressure for a guy to come in and play for a team that he grew up watching, that his dad played for, that everyone remembers, and be surrounded by all of these people who expect so much from him. You know, he goes to Miami. Miami guys are like, okay, well, you know, do your job.
Yeah, do your job.
Get better.
Well, you know, it's a bit like, there's been way more people who have gone to hometown teams and failed than have succeeded.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you talk about guys who've been their hometown team, LeBron James is probably the only one you can think of off the top of your head who succeeded in being like, you know, the pumped up face of a city. And I know you don't like him, but I'm just saying he was the number one draft pick by the Cavaliers,
right,
coming home.
But he had to leave to really learn how to win championships.
Yeah, but he did go to the finals before then, though. I mean,
he did, and they lost to San Antonio, which is no shame because San Antonio is a great team. But he even admitted he had to leave Cleveland to actually learn how to be a leader, to learn how to play right,
to learn how
to win championships. Yeah. And he was never going to get to that. I guarantee you, had he stayed in Cleveland and not gone to Miami, as much as I hated that choice and still hold it against him, he never would have been to 7 straight finals.
No.
He would have probably not grown up into the player that he is today.
And what's so amazing about that is it's like you have because he needed Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade needed Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Shaq taught Dwayne Wade how to win championships, mm-hmm. and Dwayne taught LeBron how to win, the what to do, how much work it takes, because Dwayne Wade understood.
Yeah.
And it would not be such a bad idea for Christian McCaffrey to go to another team. You know, I'd hate it if he went to the Patriots, because if there's an organization out there that knows what to do with talent, it's those guys.
They're not going to take him.
I'd be surprised.
Well,
he's not going to be available.
They're not going to take him because, I mean, didn't they sign, what's his head anyway? The guy from Minnesota? Adrian?
No, I don't think they've signed him. No, I think Adrian's still out there. They brought him in. They brought him in for a look, but he didn't leave with a contract. They haven't signed. They mm-hmm. signed some other running back who I'd never really heard of. But, you know, go to a team like San Francisco. Could you imagine what young Shanahan could do with a guy like McCaffrey on a team that, frankly, is not that far from being competitive in the NFC West?
Mm-hmm.
No. They're – you get a good offense in there. Their defense is
pretty solid. Yeah, I mean, they've lost a lot of – like, when you think about the San Francisco 49ers, think about all the people that they've lost to retirement because of – I mean, retirement or just being bad guys or but they lost a couple guys who are good players to concussion.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, I'm not going to play anymore, which is weird.
But could you imagine what a guy like Shanahan could do with a player like McCaffrey? He goes up there, he learns how to play in the NFL, and then maybe in a few years, 5 years probably, because he'll be taken in the first round and you've got that fifth-year option. But after 5 years, he's a star.
Yeah.
Then he can come to Denver. By that time, Paxton Lynch hopefully is a really good quarterback.
How was that?
Well, they did come out with the Broncos schedule. Are you done? Are you calling
it? I'm fading, man. I'm sorry.
You calling it a night?
I'm trying.
That's okay.
I'm working hard.
Stick around for another segment.
I'll try.
I want to talk to the Broncos schedule came out today.
I got to go throw up. I'll be back.
Okay.
Maybe not throw up, but, you know, just lie down for a little while.
Got to lie down for a little bit.
Nuggets.
We'll be right back. We're going to go over the Broncos schedule right here on the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. We'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Find a little piece of land and upload me home ground south.